Good morning. Learning should be l'schus to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. The hostages should be returned safely, and the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. So, excuse my voice. So, continuing along the subject matter of inedible chametz, so we started off with this category that the sages referred to as hardened chametz, chametz nukcha. And over there we say that, at least the way the Shulchan Aruch rules, it's only rabbinically prohibited. And the reason it's only rabbinically prohibited is because it's not edible. But as we're going to see in the coming discussion, that inedible chametz is not necessarily a reason for why we should deem the chametz to not be prohibited. Even biblically, what was unique about chametz nukcha was that chametz nukcha started the fermentation process, but it didn't complete. Whereas regular chametz, once it becomes, the fermentation is complete, the chimut is complete, became complete sa'or, at that point, as we're going to discuss, even if it becomes then inedible, in many instances, it's still biblically prohibited. Now, what exactly is this chametz nukcha? So the Shmuel was asking yesterday, and we'll get into this in a little more detail. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses in 459 regarding, generally we say that the meal, whether that's 18 minutes or actually some say even 24 minutes, is the time it takes for the fermentation process to be completed, usually. The Shulchan Aruch then goes on to say that strongly encourages one to go even quicker and to not leave the dough even for a second untouched, because in some instances, particularly dependent on the climate or the heat of the room or the heat of the hands and other external factors, the Mishnah actually gives very descriptive examples of what to look for in the dough to see if there's perhaps an earlier fermentation even before the 18 minutes. And the definition that the Mishnah gives for this chametz nukcha that became leavened but was then halted prior to it reaching the final stage. So the final stage, the way the stages describe actual full-forced fermentation, is when you start to see the antennas of a grasshopper. That's the description. There's these cracks in the dough that almost they connect. They don't connect to each other. But you start to actually see cracks in the dough. That's full chimutz. If you see that before 18 minutes, it's biblically prohibited. If you see the color of the dough turning white, like a person's face paling, kisuf panov, that would be chametz nukcha, which is a form of fermentation that could take place even before the grasshoppers appear in the bread, and that would be only rabbinically prohibited, but it would be prohibited to rabbinically to benefit from as well. Once it reaches full chimutz, which is usually after the 18 minutes, you start to see those grasshoppers, then it's biblically prohibited. And then, as we're going to discuss, even if it becomes inedible, it's still going to be, it's still in some cases, it's biblically prohibited. Have a wonderful day.